gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
Useful, Jeff.
Trudy, moon of my delight.
Oh, for the love of sweet pickle.
Ah, you come up to hear me play tonight.
Yeah, but not to talk. Well, are you going to answer it or shall I?
Be my guest. I'm meditating.
No. Hello, Studio Club. Who? I don't know. I don't live here. Hey, Jeff.
Hmm?
Is there a Mrs. Wakeman around here?
Not that I know.
Nope. Nobody by that name. Huh? Oh, Mrs. Wakefield. Well, that must be Kate Wakefield, Jeff. Nancy's aunt. Is she coming here?
Yeah, she took a room.
Oh, I didn't know that. Where's she coming?
I don't know. Look, tell the guy to drop dead. She has me.
Oh, that'll be the day. Mrs. Wakefield hasn't arrived yet. No, but she's expected. Do you want to leave your name? Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Right. Oh, sure. Kate Wakefield. She pitched in with me at the coffee shop that night. Hazel had to go home. I wonder what she's doing staying here.
I don't ask questions. It's enough to put my sandals on her bed.
Don't you try anything like that, Jeff. Not with that girl.
I already have.
What?
The day she looked at the room, she threw me out. Humbled in mind, but not broken in spirit.
She doesn't even know you.
Trudy, to know me is to love me.
To know you, Jeff, is to have a nervous breakdown. Oh, I think Kate's crazy to take a room here. Oh, but I'll sure be glad to see her.
Bye. Bye, Pat. Isabel. Joy, I'll see you next weekend. Bye, Nancy. Bye. Oh.
Better get a seat, miss.
Oh, sure. Everybody saved me up as if I were going to the moon. Here, this is for
you. You got your ticket?
Oh, no. I forgot about getting one.
Well, where to?
The city.
All right, that'll be 4:23.
Uh-huh. Here,
There you are, miss.
Mm-hmm.
And, wait a minute. Change.
Oh, thank you. Oh. This is it. On my own. On my own.
Excuse me, miss. Oh. Is this seat taken?
Oh, no. I'll just put my coat up on the rack.
Oh, let me.
Oh, thank you.
Nice day to start a trip.
I'm not starting a trip. I'm moving into the city.
That's a nice day for it. I did that once 10 years ago. Going to work there?
Yes.
Got a job?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's something. A big something.
Mm.
I went into the city to be famous. Hire a loft, paint pictures, and the world would find me. Well, I still have the loft, and I still paint pictures, but...
What?
Nobody's found me, or even looked. I work as a private guide. It's a good enough job these days. What's burning in your soul?
In my soul?
Yes, something's burning in everybody's soul. It's got to be. You couldn't stand it. Ever lived in the city on your own?
No. This is my first try.
Well, let me tell you something. There comes an hour of the night when maybe you can't sleep. You feel that big monster of people and buildings pressing in around you. And you're alone. And the bus stops at the corner below. And then it goes away. My God, it's the loneliest sound in the world.
Well, you can be lonely anywhere. Even at home.
Not like this. You're on your own. And you don't dare admit it hurts.
And what do?
You can walk up and down, or stand at the window, or take a drink, or call somebody you know.
I wouldn't know whom to call.
Got a piece of paper?
No.
Oh, I'll write on the corner of the newspaper. Here.
Thanks.
Look, this isn't a pickup. You don't pick up girls anymore. I'm just giving you a phone number.
Whose is it?
The name is Norton. Bruce. You won't find it in any art museum yet. They call me Brick, color of my beard.
I could guess that.
You're all right. Just throw the number away if you want, or use it when that dark little room closes in. As you see, I like to talk.
You know, I hadn't thought of the city that way.
Nobody does. It hits you about the third month. Or aren't you staying that long?
Oh, I'm staying at least that long. I've made up my mind to it. Kate Wakefield, I've taken a room here. I want the key.
Wait a sec. Here, room 23.
Oh, that's it. Thanks a lot. Hey, you're Kate. Remember me?
Trudy, of course I remember you. The coffee shop.
One ham all right.
Bacon and eggs over easy.
Oh, boy, we were good.
We were super. Gosh, I'm glad to see you. Come on up to the room while I settle in, will you?
Oh, well, let me take something.
Well, I've got everything.
The elevator's right here. It rattles, but it works.
Oh, it looks nice and bright as I remembered it.
Good.
You know, I was talking to a man on the train who warned me that my dark little room in the city would close in on me.
And he offered to keep you company.
Not exactly.
Now, let me tell you something, Kate. It can close in. I know. But the city's full of guys who don't think any girl should be alone after midnight.
I'm sure, but he wasn't really like that.
No, boy. Oops, I forgot something. I took a phone message for you. Oh, now what'd I do with it? Here.
Oh, why, it's from Tony. He must be back from Paris, a friend of mine.
Oh, and I was going to tell you about a concert up here tonight. Our problem boy, Jeff, and his group.
Oh, now there is a problem. But I'd love to hear him.
Thank you, driver. Here, keep the change. Hey, watch it, boy.
You watch it, man.
You don't make a turn like that without looking.
I do. I've got her to think about.
Who?
My guitar. I don't mind if you bump me, but my guitar is expecting.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. We're giving a concert tonight, and she gets a little temperamental before birth.
Yeah, well, I hope she recovers.
Oh, she'll be okay. I'm her shield and her comforter. Oh, if you like to hear us, here's a scoop. Carry the fly sheets with me.
Huh? Jeff Clark and the trolley line. Lane auditorium.
Tickets $3.50 unless you're a senior citizen. Then they're a buck.
You're trying to start something?
Those pinstripes will fool you every time. See ya.
Anybody at the desk here? Well, how do I reach somebody living here?
Go up to the room and walk in.
Forget it. Forget it. I'll leave a note.
Tony?
Hello, Kate.
Oh, Tony, how wonderful to see you.
Well, that's something like it.
I got your message, but I didn't expect you. I just moved in.
Well, I called a second time, but I couldn't raise anybody.
Oh, it's a little casual.
Yeah, I get the idea.
I was going to a concert tonight.
Oh, what concert?
You wouldn't know. It's nobody great, but I was going with a girl I've met here, Trudy.
Uh-huh.
I want you to meet her.
Well, some other time. We're going out to dinner, then we're going to find you some other place to live.
But I like it here.
I don't.
I do, Tony. And I'm going to stay.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra Rich Cream formula is the one hairdressers use because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers. Faces of Love features Joan Loring as Kate Wakefield and Mason Adams as David Sloan. Also appearing were Nat Polan, Joan Copeland, Guy Repp, and Joan Shea. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca. Written by Margaret LaWorth. And brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. This is Mel Brandt. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author Studio is brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
I am your apologetic servant and mortified author, William Makepeace Thackeray. Can you find it in your heart to forgive my sulky disposition of yesterday? I assure you I'm now in most amiable frame of mind and can promise today a far more agreeable chapter of Vanity Fair. Oh, oblige me by not deserting to read Mr. Charles Dickens, who has, I'm told, a new novel in the stalls, though I disremember its title. Now then, shall we proceed? All persons, high and low, at Queen's Crawley are in a turmoil, preparing for the arrival of Miss Matilda Crawley. All that is, except one, young Mr. Pitt. Rebecca, with arms full of flowers plucked from the garden and greenhouse, encounters young Pitt on the terrace.
You're dressed very early, Mr. Pitt. Your aunt isn't expected before sundown.
I am not dressed for my aunt, Miss Sharp. I am dressed for the city.
You've been summoned to London?
I am fleeing to London, where I shall remain until my odious female relative absents herself from Queen's Crawley. I refuse to suffer the indignity she heaps upon me with her serpent's tongue.
If I may say so, it's my opinion Miss Crawley may feel ill-used if you fail at least to greet her before you depart.
Your opinion was not sought. Nevertheless, I shall answer your comment. My aunt may feel ill-used, but by the Eternal, I am the one ill-used, excommunicated, if I may borrow a phrase, from my own home.
Well, I missed our talk. When do you go, sir?
At once. I've sent to the stables for a carriage.
Well, I'm sorry not to see you off, but I've much to do. These are flowers are for her rooms, and the little girls must be dressed and coached in their manners.
You too?
I too what?
Venerating a rancorous, immoral old woman. Mark my word, Miss Sharp, she'll make a butt of you as she does all the others.
It's devoutly to be hoped she will not.
Disabuse your mind that such a thing is possible.
Well, we shall see, shan't we? When may we expect you back, Mrs.
I have told you, when the hall is exorcised of its demon.
Recall, fair listeners, Miss Rose Crawley, aged 8, a small, stubborn puppet who, until of late, declined to talk to anyone except her sister. She now will talk, well, sometimes, to her governess. This, hopefully, is one of those times.
It's a game, darling. Think of it that way. The only thing you've to do to win is say, "Good afternoon, Auntie Matilda." Oh, where, oh, where did Rose's promise go? You did promise, Rose. Good afternoon, Auntie Matilda. Oh, do you want to break Miss Becky's heart all in pieces?
No, ma'am.
Oh, I hear it cracking. Oh, my poor, poor heart.
Good afternoon, Auntie Matilda.
You just mended my heart. Thank you. Now, that was almost very good. This time, a little louder and as if you truly mean it.
Good afternoon, Auntie Matilda.
Much better. Now, try it betwixt and between. Not too loud, not too soft. Try, dear.
Good afternoon, Auntie Matilda.
Much, much, much better. Now, the next sentence. I'm very glad to see you.
Do I have to?
If I'm to tell you about Goldilocks and then the Sleeping Beauty, I'm afraid you do have to. Wasn't that our bargain?
I'm very glad to see you.
How would you say that if Miss Becky Sharp came back after she'd been away a long, long time?
I'm very glad to see you.
My little, little darling. Now, think of me when you say it to Auntie. Will you do that for Miss Becky?
If I remember.
You remember. I know you will. Now, one last time. The whole greeting with a curtsy and then Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Good afternoon, Auntie Matilda. I'm very glad to see you.
Oh, how beautiful. Oh, how I love you. Now, up onto my lap. There we are. All snug. Oh, my goodness, I've forgotten. How does that story begin?
Once upon a time.
Of course. Once upon a time, there was a little girl with golden hair just like yours.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
If any listeners have doubted Miss Sharp's talents, they can no more. Still, may those talents stretch far enough to succeed with Lady Crawley, that poor creature more excommunicated from life than young Pip will ever be? Becky can but try.
I can't, Miss Becky, I can't. You can, Lady Crawley, you can. I'm here to help you. Together we'll manage it.
No, no.
Only two little sentences? If Miss Rose can, surely her mother can.
My Rose? Rose, speak to Matilda?
And very prettily, too. Good afternoon, Auntie Matilda. I'm very glad to see you.
Rose?
Shall we try now? Your ladyship.
Good afternoon. Good day, Matilda. Welcome to Queen's Crawley.
I knew you could. I knew it. Now, stronger. Don't whisper. Speak up as bold as she does.
Oh, she's not welcome. Oh, why must I say it?
Well, you know why. Sir Pitt longs to inherit from his sister. You must do it to help your husband. Now, when you say it, don't look down. You're to look Miss Crawley straight in the eye.
I can't. She despises me.
Who is Miss Crawley to despise Lady Crawley?
Lady only because I married Sir Pitt. I'm a tradesman's daughter.
But you did marry him, and you are her ladyship.
Not to her. She talks of me before my face as if I'm a rag doll.
You're not a rag doll, though. Forgive me, you do dress like one. But when I have you out of that black shroud into something pretty, oh, surely you've something pretty. When you're dressed and coiffed, You look what you are. Lady Crawley of Queen's Crawley.
But I'm not equal to it.
How long since you've tried?
Since after my two little girls got born, I lost my looks and my figure, and Sir Pitt didn't fancy me anymore.
Well, it's time and past to try again. Now, first, I'll dress your hair.
Oh, it's very pretty golden hair.
Sir Pitt's gone grey, not you.
Because he's more than twice my age.
Then I'll lace your stays, and you'll have a fine figure again.
But I don't wear stays.
I know, and you should, and you will. And then you'll not look all mussed and bedraggled so your sister-in-law can't make sport of you. Now, let's rehearse again. Good day, Matilda. Like that, coldly, to match her.
Good day, Matilda. Welcome to Queen's Crawley.
Brava! Almost perfect. And you looked square at me. You were a different person then.
I was.
What does Miss Crawley call you?
Call me?
How does she address you? Lady Crawley or by your given name?
She don't.
Don't?
She calls me you.
Well, we shall teach her some manners, shan't we? Now, once more, then we'll dress your hair with a flower in it. Good day, Matilda.
Good day, Matilda. Welcome to Queen's Crawley.
Oh, how beautiful. Oh, how proud I am of Lady Crawley. Shall I tell you something, your ladyship? Once upon a time, there was a sleeping beauty with golden hair, just like yours.
Ladies, tomorrow we have a rendezvous with the awe-inspiring Miss Crawley. Let us be sure to mind our manners. Your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier, and two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On. So economical, yet so effective.
The Author's Studio has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol Myers.
Where did this idea of tag sales originate from?
Oh, I don't know, dearie. To breakfast, I have so many things to think about.
You and your girlfriends have been working like beavers all week, and as far as I can figure out, the only thing that's happened is that our place looks like a junkyard.
Yes, you have said that a dozen times.
There doesn't seem to be any sense of organization out there.
Yes, there is. We've got the old ping-pong table set up in the garage and several card tables, and we have things in the garage that would be a mess if it rains.
Such as?
Baby clothes that fade for Davy. It's costume jewelry, just things we never wear, odd earrings, you know, things like that. Old necklaces, and there's some table linen, children's games and books. I don't know. Lots of odds and ends, white elephant
tables. Well, so far I haven't seen anything out there that I'd want to buy. You sure you're going to make any money out of this after all your work?
Yeah, we hope so, honey.
Who brought over those terrible old lawn chairs?
Evie. Aren't they awful?
Oh.
Webbing is gone and the legs are broken, but somebody may buy them for 50 cents and fix them up. That is, if Evie will sell them for 50 cents. She wants $5.
What? That's ridiculous. Well, listen, I've got to get to work.
Bye, dear. Hold the door open. I'm coming out, too.
Oh, hi, Faye.
Hi.
Good luck, girls. Have fun organizing this, man.
Yeah. All right, honey. Did you call a newspaper, Faye?
Yes, but I don't know if you'll get listed. They said the tag sale announcement should be 3 days in advance.
Oh, I see. Well, they'll put it in. Did you make the sign?
Uh-huh. I put one in the post office, a notice, that is, and one in the village store, and then I did these.
Oh, fine.
Well, it just says tag sale with a big arrow. You think the lettering is big enough? I thought we'd stick these on telephone posts all the way up High Street to Bittersweet Lane.
Haven't you got the arrows going the wrong way?
What? Oh, no.
Yes, you have. If you put them on the telephone post, you've got the arrows pointing in the opposite direction toward Route 8.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Wait a minute.
Yes, you have.
Let me think now.
Yes, you have.
No.
Yes, you have. The telephone posts are on the right side. No, they're on the left side. Coming up. Look, this is what I mean. If you put
No,
these...
no. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Now
you
I see what
I mean?
You mean.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I'll have to do them all over again, and I'm out of poster board.
Well, like maybe I can get... Oh, well. There he goes. I'll call him at the office and have him pick up more poster board and bring it home tonight.
Mrs. Pell says we can borrow one of the library tables if we need more.
Fine, we probably will. Now we got to get price tags on everything today.
Yeah, we better. I brought along 2 cut glass bowls. I never use them.
Beautiful. Are they real? I mean, antiques?
I don't know. You're supposed to know if they're genuine when you ping them, but even then I can't tell.
Well, ping them. I don't know. Ping the other one. Oh, that sounds duller to me.
Hmm.
Well, put them up for sale.
Well, what price will I put on them? If they're really good, I don't want to give them away.
I wouldn't have any idea. Call Zell Pianarosa. She knows about those things. And real antique dealers show up at these things just in case they might find a bargain, you know?
Well, I want these to be a bargain. If they're worth something, maybe I should hang on to them.
Well, that's a decision you'll have to make, Faye. Just put them out. Now, if somebody gets awfully interested, then you can make up your mind, you know?
Who's in the garage?
Elaine. She came early. She's got some old lace tablecloths and a crocheted bedspread, embroidered pillowcases and things like that. Elaine, how you doing in there?
Hi, Elaine.
Hello, Faye. Well, look, where should I put these old lampshades? Oh, why not over there? Oh, on that table in the back. I've got some old vases and a couple of lampshades there, too.
We better start getting prices on things.
Yeah, I know that.
Who has this vase for sale?
Which one? Oh, that's mine. Here are the price tags, Faye. Let's put these
How much are you asking for this vase?
Huh? Oh, I don't know, Elaine. We're just starting to put prices on things now. About 50 cents? What do you think?
I think I'll buy it.
Oh, heavens. If you want it, Elaine, take it.
I will buy it, thank you.
No, take
With
it.
Your purse.
Elaine, for goodness sakes, you can have it. You don't have to buy it.
You
now,
will not give it to me.
Yeah.
I will buy it.
No, not that.
Here,
a
quarter. Nickel and 10 pennies, won't
Oh, Elaine,
five.
Look here. Take it.
10 pennies. Oh. There's your 50 cents.
Elaine, I don't want the vase. Somebody gave it to me.
I know. I did.
Elaine? Elaine? Oh, that's great. Just great. Elaine, wait a minute.
Could you possibly do anything so dumb?
I don't know.
I mean, it is just about the stupidest,
I know.
The dumbest
I know.
Thing.
You don't have to keep saying it. It's not only stupid and dumb, it's unforgivable. Elaine is never going to speak to me again. I can't say I blame her.
She gave that vase to us when we moved in.
I know all that. We've been over all that.
I don't see how you could possibly forget that
The day we moved in, I was so dead tired. This perfect stranger waltzes in with his pork chop casserole.
I know. Elaine was lovely. She was very gracious, welcoming us to Beckett.
I know she was lovely. I know she was gracious. I just said she was a perfect stranger, and I was dead tired with the movers lugging furniture in and out and the whole place upside down.
As I recall, you had tears in your eyes when you thanked her for the casserole. You were so grateful.
I was, and I've loved Elaine ever since. She's been a dear friend and a wonderful neighbor, and I'm just sick about this. Just sick about it.
All right. Well, maybe Elaine... Elaine'll get over it in time.
Well, I doubt it. I'd be mad, too, if it were me. I get mad, or at least very annoyed, when I give somebody something and they even exchange it, which your sister does all the time.
Well, you're always telling her to exchange it if she wants another color or if it doesn't fit or
well,
something.
Well, I don't mean it. I think when you spend a lot of time selecting something you think is just perfect for a person, they ought to have the courtesy to accept it.
All right, all right. Now, what are you going to do about Elaine?
I don't know what I can do. I ran after her. I apologized all over the place. I even pretended the vase had been taken out there by mistake. But she just stepped on the gas and zoomed off in her car. I don't blame her. I really don't. Not one bit.
And I suppose Carl, in loyalty to Elaine, will have to be mad at me, too. It's going to be very awkward.
It's going to be terrible. We know all the same people, invited to the same parties. You know, people won't be able to invite us because they've invited Carl and Elaine, you know, and vice versa. We won't speak when we meet at the post office or at the village store. Oh, I haven't even thought of dinner. Suppose you're hungry, too. I didn't take any out of the freezer either.
Now, hold on, hold on. Isn't that the Wittig's car pulling up in the drive now?
Elaine said she and Carl will be back to pick up their things. She's not going to be part of the tag sale now, needless to say.
Well, you think I should go out and help load up their car? They've got a lot of stuff in the yard there. I could offer our station wagon.
Let's just stay in the house. Pretend we don't see them. Go read the paper while I find something for dinner. I don't know what we're going to have.
May I come in?
Oh,
why, yes, sure, Elaine. Please do.
I came over to apologize.
Apologize?
Why, Elaine, you should be me that's apologizing with...
I was mad, I'll admit. But I didn't have any reason to be. The truth is, somebody gave me that vase, and the day you moved in here and I brought over my casserole, I thought, I've got to have some sort of welcoming present. So I just grabbed that vase, wrapped it up, and gave it to you. And I never liked it either. I have also brought over, once again, my famous pork chop casserole.
You hadn't planned dinner,
and I thought we could eat over here, and the men could just help us whip this tag sale into shape, and we won't be ready by tomorrow.
Oh,
I turn the oven on to 350.
Elaine, you are incredible. You really are. I'll make a salad.
Listen, I'll go out and help Carl. I see he's lugging more stuff out of the car. Hey, there, you need a helping hand?
Elaine, you just have no idea how terrible I felt.
Oh, yes, I do. I suddenly remembered who gave the vase to me.
Oh, someone I know?
I'll see.
Huh.
Edna Hawkins.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I bumped into
her at the post office when I left here in the huff, and she said, oh, I hear you're all having a tag sale at the Baxter's on Friday. I'll be up.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, no.
Oh, no.
But she'd seen the vase.
Okay.
Suddenly remembered she had given it to me.
Oh, heaven, she'd have had that all over town, wouldn't she? You think we're going to be ready for our tag sale tomorrow?
I don't know.
Well,
the paper says rain.
That's all we need. Hey, what are the men doing out there? Pawing over things at the jewelry table.
Uh-oh is right. I told you.
But I read somewhere that old costume jewelry sells marvelously at tag sales.
Hey, Elaine, come here.
Yes, dear, in a minute. We're setting the table.
Isn't this the pen... Isn't this the pin I brought you back from Mexico City?
Oh, I don't think so, Carl.
Oh, it certainly is. I shopped all over trying to find something to bring you back, and I remember picking out the silver cat with the whiskers.
All right, you know I don't wear pins, Carl. I never wear pins.
Oh.
And you always bring me back pins from everywhere. Always pins.
Hey! This is the bracelet I bought you in New York.
Oh, he always buys me bracelets, and I never wear them either.
Boy, I tell you, you knock yourself out trying to bring back a present, then they put them in tag sales for 50 cents.
Let's never have a tag sale again.
Never. Never. Never.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol. New from Bristol-Myers.
Hi. I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now. Except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
Did I find you here in the conference room?
Oh, Bill, come on in. I'm working on a proposal for a patient staff newsletter for Jefferson.
Yes, Robert told me.
Ooh, my father seems to be a reliable source of information.
Lynn, I was wondering if we could have lunch.
Well, I plan to order it in. I want to go over this with Jason before I type it up in final form.
How's Emily doing?
Fine, as far as I know. She's getting the children ready for school, things like that.
Yeah. I could order my lunch in, too.
You could?
Well, a little word of welcome would be nice, Lynn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. I just have so much on my mind.
Anything personal or anything I can help you with?
I don't know. After our last meeting.
Yeah, I realize I said things I should have said while we were still married.
Yes, if they were going to do any good.
You know, I can talk to you better now that the marriage is over. Something about the pressure being off, I guess.
Was it that way for you, too?
I guess I was so afraid of losing you that well, I lost you.
Don't, Bill, please. It wasn't all your fault.
No, I didn't think it was. Do you have any plans, I mean, is there anyone?
Yes.
I was afraid there was. The way you wouldn't look at me. Who is he?
Curtis Rogers. I met him in Zurich.
He's Swiss?
No, American. He's a skier.
That's what he does for a living?
I guess so. That's all I saw him do.
You're going to marry him?
I think so.
And live in Switzerland or here?
Oh, I don't know. Here, I guess. He wants to come back to the States.
There's a very short skiing season around here. There seems to be an awful lot you don't know about him if you're thinking of marrying him.
Neue Zürcher Zeitung.
Here, boy. Over here.
Danke. Sorry to keep you waiting, madame.
Good afternoon, Mr. Noir. How is the discreet investigating business going? Oh, do sit down.
Merci, madame. It has its difficulties.
Have you talked to your Herr Hoffman about Kurt?
Only briefly.
What is your pleasure?
Madame will have...
Have a filter, please.
Two filters, waiter.
Danke schön.
What did you tell him?
It was not easy. If I had learned any good news about your friend, I could have improved the story a little. A small exaggerating here, a little embroidery there.
Yeah, I know. So what did you tell him?
I said he was a phenomenal skier and he had some rich and powerful friends.
And he believed that?
He wants to know who the friends are. You see, in most of my investigations for Herr Hoffmann, there is always some scandal, some hint. And he already knows Monsieur Rogers has been operating as an unofficial ski instructor.
If Herr Hoffmann thought he was independently wealthy, with a private income, wouldn't that work?
Most certainly. He has the usual Swiss respect for wealth of every kind. However, that makes for another problem.
It always does.
If the inquiry originated in Davos...
The Davos lady would not be inclined to believe it. Is that what you mean?
Well, after all, he didn't take enough from the Davos ski shop to live on for the rest of his life.
Then we must find out who is inquiring about Kurt, and then decide what to tell your Herr Hoffmann.
Perhaps I could find out. It would take some more money.
That is no surprise. How much?
Enough for a fine dinner for two with sufficient wine.
For wining and dining, Herr Hoffmann?
Oh, no. His secretary. She has, the eyes for me.
Oh, no.
Madame, I am not without other talents.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Joey, I haven't had this in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Just okay.
5 minutes, Claus.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
Bill, just what does that figure mean here on this page?
Let me see, Carolyn. Mm. Oh, this is the quarterly report we do for you. That's the total amount you have in municipal bonds. Mm. They come due at 3-month intervals, and we have to decide soon where you want to reinvest the funds.
I see. Do you have any suggestions?
I'm having your investment counsel make up a list with his recommendations, and then we can decide.
Uh-huh. How much is there altogether?
You mean how much you're worth?
Yes.
Well, it's hard to say exactly, Caroline, but since your marriage to Robert and while our firm has been overseeing your financial matters, I'd say you're worth at least another $1.5 million. Mm-hmm.
And Anne's trust from her father?
That tripled since it was established. She'll also share in your estate with Robert.
I'm glad she's living and working as though it all didn't exist. Anne's very sensible, you know.
She'll have to learn to handle her money, though, Caroline.
Oh, there are always people to do that. What they can't do for her is find her a husband who isn't a fortune hunter.
Mm.
That she's got to do for herself.
Well, making a happy marriage is not easy, with money or without it.
Where's Lynn? I thought she was going to be here.
She took the hospital newsletter proposal over to Jason's office.
You know, I just don't see why she's bothering with that.
Well, she's happier when she's doing something.
How are you two hitting it off now?
Not too bad. But it looks as though it's too late.
You know about Kurt, then?
I wish I did know something about him. He's a mystery.
Kurt is charming. One of the most delightful men we met in Zurich.
Do you think he's right for Lynn?
Isn't that her worry now?
Yes, it is. And I know I'm not married to her anymore, but I do care what she does with her life.
Yes, Kurt. Oh, darling, how much longer do you have to stay in Zurich? This place here is getting grayer and grayer, and I need you to brighten my life. Oh, I know. I wish I were there with you or that you were here. Oh, Caroline just walked in. It's Kurt.
I never would have guessed. Give him my love.
She sent her love. Oh, you know I do. Yes. Yes, I'll see you soon then. Goodbye, darling.
Well, is he on his way?
Not yet. I wonder what he has to do. What is keeping him?
It's probably just as well that your father's having someone check up on him.
Oh, Daddy hasn't heard anything?
If he has, he hasn't told me.
I wonder where Kurt
does get his money? What does he live on?
Maybe that's something you should ask him.
Well, the subject's never come up between us. He always seemed to have all he wanted. And you said yourself his clothes are expensive.
That's a very poor way to judge a man, Lynn.
I know.
You didn't tell Kurt about your father's inquiry.
Oh, no. I couldn't bring myself to do that. Kurt would have been furious, I'm sure.
Maybe. Or perhaps he might have realized you have a family who cares about you.
Well, it isn't something you can write about or even discuss on the phone.
Well, we'll probably hear soon. And then you can make up your mind.
I'm not sure I want to wait.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
The programs of the Radio Playhouse have returned dramatic stories to daytime radio, and we'd like to know how our listeners feel about this new series, for after all, they're meant for your enjoyment. Won't you tell us your reaction, what you like and what you don't? Whether you think daytime drama is a good idea or not? Should there be more of it in the future? Write us at To Have and To Hold, 345 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10022, or your local station. Your letters are our best way of knowing what you like. And To Hold has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.